Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
It's Tiz Gambacorta here from 8020 Research. I'm very excited. We're here in Bangkok, Thailand.
Yes.
We're both back in Bangkok, Thailand at Affiliate Summit Asia.
Love it.
I've got the pleasure of having here Van Oakes.
Yep.
And we're just talking and he was sharing how you're actually giving away like diesel trucks and like... So I know that your marketing is like totally different from what others are doing. So what's the deal, man?
Yeah, so... The company you want, like the full company, like how we started everything that way, or do you want the business model?
Let's do the hold up in like 30 seconds.
How
about that,
okay. I was running Facebook traffic. I was an advertiser at the time. I had a company reach out to me wanting me to run their traffic for an idea for a store they had.
Right.
A very niche store. They were selling apparel, and every $5 that you spent on their apparel got you entered. They wanted to give away a diesel truck.
Right. I've got to interrupt you there, because we were talking before, and you actually were telling me the real reason that you got into online marketing, right?
Yes.
How did that start?
Real reason I got into it. So I did door-to-door sales for 10 years, like literally selling alarm systems door-to-door. I love sales. It was always like a passion of mine. But then I had a family, had kids, and I was gone all the time working. So I was missing my kids grow up. I didn't want to be that father that didn't see my kids grow up. So I decided that I would start selling stuff online instead of door to door.
Yeah.
And I got into online marketing, did some affiliate stuff. Then I became an advertiser. And then really quickly, I was contacted by the diesel people to run their traffic for them.
Right.
And then... They had set up the business model to every $5 you spend, get you entered to win a truck, and they had proven the concept one time.
Okay, just one second. So what exactly was the business, and how did the diesel truck relate to the
customer? Yeah, so it's a very niche market.
Okay.
Like we focus solely on diesel trucks. It's very niche, and the whole purpose of it is we built this big truck, people who are super passionate about trucks, to where it's a $100,000 truck, and we wanted to run a raffle.
Like, sorry, Van, so for those who are not in the States, by truck you mean like a lorry, like in the English way, or like a big car?
No, it's a big car, but
right.
It's a truck. It's got a bed on it. It's not an 18-wheeler truck, not a semi-truck like that, but
right.
Just a very large, it's an automobile.
Okay, got
very
it.
Large.
Okay.
But they're expensive, $100,000 truck, but they're very passionate about them, and a lot of them can't afford those. So we wanted to run a raffle ticket, like every $5 we'll give you a raffle ticket and we'll give this truck away. But there's laws against that.
Really?
Lottery laws,
in
the United States. So you can't do that. So we figured what the owners had found out is that if we sell a physical product, then we can. So every $5 you spend on our physical product is an entry to win this truck. And we ran this, tested it. They tested it for 6 months, proved the concept, went fantastic. And then they said, well, let's start making apparel. Let's make shirts. Let's make hats. So we started an e-commerce store. Every $5 you spend gets you entered to win. We give away a truck every 6 weeks. And we're on pace to do $20 million this year.
So, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. We've doubled pretty much every year since 2016. So the company's only been around for 4 years. It's been going fantastic. Now the TV shows, they've contacted us, and now the TV show just kind of pushes the ball even further.
Got it. So you're obviously doing a lot of the marketing for them. And so kind of for those who are getting started, you know, obviously you landed this TV show, which is a huge thing, right?
Right.
So. And of course, not everyone is going to get to your level and that fast. But for those who are getting started and are kind of thinking, okay, how can I get some free advertising here? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to cover the more creative part of marketing. And in terms of getting free advertising on a smaller scale, you know, what can you share with people who are watching this like right now that they can go and implement?
Influencers. The TV show came after the influencers. We had built a following on YouTube. A massive following on YouTube using viral videos and whatnot, and that transferred over to Facebook. We built a following on Facebook, which in turn built a following on Instagram. We have a 20 million per post reach. My main influencers that are owners of the company as well, they own the company, they have millions of followers. So the TV show came after the exposure, but it was built upon social media marketing with influencers beforehand.
Got it. Okay, so just to be clear, for those who are not familiar, what do you mean by viral marketing, viral videos, mm-hmm. and how can someone create a good viral video?
It needs to be raw, man. It needs to be niche. Figure out the niche that you're looking, like diesel trucks, there's a specific type of person, and they want to see specific things. They want to see these trucks be powerful. They want to see them do burnouts. They right. want to see them pull big, anyways, so... So we just started making videos, very raw videos with good personalities, uploading them to YouTube, and we got a pretty big following real quick. We did pranks, we did whatever it took to get eyes on our channel, and they were all diesel fanatics and so forth, and then we built that there, and then from there we transferred it to Facebook and Instagram and so forth.
And so how many followers do you have roughly on each one of those channels?
As a company in whole, so like the main owner on Instagram has like 2 million followers. I think he has 3 million on Facebook. But like us as a company, we have like 1 million followers. But I use influencers heavily. Like, and I have 3 or 4 that I mainly work with, and they all have upwards of 500 to 1 million followers. And then I use a lot of micro influencers too. So. I mean, as a cumulatively, if we post something on our network with all of our companies, it has like a 20 million per post reach.
Wow, that is huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's great.
And so obviously influencer marketing is very hot at the moment.
Yes.
You know, how do you work with them, the big ones, the small ones?
Don't discount small ones, don't discount big ones. I mean, obviously there's micro influencers, there's big influencers. You can work with both of them,
right?
If you're gonna work with bigger influencers, I would tell people to do rev share splits instead of just paying them a lump sum and having them post a picture on their page or whatever. Have them make content for you. Pay them well. They're worth the bang for your buck, because their following are diehard. If they don't know your brand, if nobody knows your brand and they see you pop up on their feed, they're not gonna buy from you. But if their influencer, somebody that they trust, somebody that they love, and they'll do anything that they do, if they post about your company, they'll buy whatever. They'll buy whatever they say to do. So they're worth their weight in gold.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge. And so how does, you know, it sounds like you're very big on viral influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. How does paid traffic fit into all this?
That's the bread and butter, is when you can include that influencer marketing mixed with the Facebook and the paid aspect of it. Because Facebook gets crowded. Primarily I spend most of my time on Facebook, running Facebook ads.
Right.
It gets very...
Thanks
very,
for clarifying.
Yeah. It gets very crowded there. And people scroll. You have a picture of your hat or your shirt, people are going to scroll through it. But if it's a recognizable face, whoever it may be, a celebrity, whoever it may be, it will make them stop and look at the ad. So I, like, my bread and butter is to combine these influencers, get content from these influencers, and then on my end, run the paid traffic with them in it, so that you get both the organic reach, you get the visibility of people seeing the ad and stopping because they know the face, but then their face is attached to your brand now, and now you're a trusted brand. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you first started, did you start mostly with paid, with viral/social? Did you do both?
It was viral/social when it was the Wild Wild West back then. The reach was a lot better, right?
It was,
if you posted something, everybody saw it. So it was very easy to do. Now it's so throttled back, your organic reach, that you have to pay to play. But you can still use those influencers, still use their little organic reach, and then pay to play with that. And that's kind of where the magic happens for us.
Got it. So just as we wrap up, and this is kind of a bit of a million-dollar question, but I'm not expecting any less from you, okay? No pressure here. So, you know, for someone, you know, there's a lot of people who are watching this or just getting started online who maybe, you know, they've just like to a certain extent, we all did. We had a job, right? Yeah. And we decided to get started online for whatever reason, right? And, you know, they're all hearing about, you know, the huge successes that people like you are having. And they're like, okay, that's great, but I'm not doubling my company every year. I'm not making 20 million a year. I'm trying to make a couple of hundred grand or even 20 grand, right?
Yeah.
So what can you share as kind of, you know, maybe an actionable, like, three-step plan or something that people can start doing today to start really leveraging viral influencer marketing?
Yeah. So when I started doing the advertising, the affiliate stuff, just so you understand, that was 2 years where I didn't make money.
Right.
Like, it's not, people, it drives me nuts when people think you're an overnight success. Like, it doesn't work like that. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You need to put in your dues, put in your time. So
it's,
I spent
the overnight success that took 5 years in the making,
exactly,
right? Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I spent 2 years where I basically wasted all my savings and learned how to run traffic and learned this stuff where I wasn't taking a paycheck, where I wasn't anything, and learned how to do it. And then, so put the time in. Don't just expect that it's going to happen overnight.
Sure,
you know, it's not going to happen overnight. But then a mentor's been a big help to me too. Like you can learn it on your own. There's so much information out there that you could pull up anything on YouTube. You can learn it on your own. But if you can find somebody that you trust, that you know, that's actually taken the steps before you, they've broken down all the barriers, they know what hiccups you're going to run into, and you can just ask, and most of these people are pretty selfless. They'll give you information that you wouldn't be able to find. And if you do got to pay for a mentor, do it. They're going to walk you through the steps of how to set up what you're trying to do. If it's influencer marketing, you find a mentor to do so. You can go out, you can get the micro-influencers. If you're trying to go that route, and you don't have a lot of funds to obviously go pay a Kim Kardashian or a Kanye West or anything like that, you just find 2,000 follower people and you give them rev share splits. You can set it up on the back end of Shopify to where they're not going to cost you any money unless they're making money, right?
Absolutely.
You can work out deals with them to where it's not going to cost you any money, but they're still promoting your brand and you can still work with them that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Micro influencers are getting a lot bigger. Like, it used to be just big influencers. That was it. And now the name of the game is the 2,000 to 5,000 follower influencers. Their following will do whatever they do, you know?
And now here's another tough question for you, which is, you know, if you're just getting started and you don't have a big brand, then they may be, you know, they may be like, who the heck are you? Why should I even do a rev share, right?
Well, so, and even just sending them product, you would be surprised. People with less followers, 2,500 for free product. Oh,
right.
You're going to send me a shirt and a hat. I'll wear it. I'll take a picture. I'll do whatever. Because they're not, a lot of people are contacting them, right?
Okay.
It's not like companies are banging down their doors. So, like, the 5,000 followers, they'll be happy if you're just going to give them free apparel to promote your apparel for you.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And one last thing, you touched on mentors.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, you know, for those who are watching this video, clearly, you know, we are into self-education.
Yes.
How do you go about finding mentors?
Oh, man, it's word of mouth. Mm. Obviously, once you, like, speaking at the conferences, you meet some of the most amazing speakers, some of the most amazing mentors that you'll find. But it's mainly word of mouth. Like, close friends that I have in the industry will say, oh, you're into influencer marketing. Oh, you should talk to Josh. You should talk to Nick. You should talk to these people. And they'll make the connection. And then that, once you've had that suggestion of who to talk to, yeah, reach out to them, you know. And they may not have the time. And if they do have the time, if they do offer any sort of paid coaching, pay for it.
Absolutely.
If they've proven the track record, if they've done it before you, pay them. It will cost you less in the long run for them to show you the way, for then you to sit on YouTube and try to figure it out yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, you know, from a very technical standpoint, it's like, it's tax deductible, right?
Right. If we're going to get into taxes, yes, tax deductible.
Awesome. So as we wrap up, you know, what is something that you wish you had known, you know, when you started that you know now?
Something I wish I know now that I didn't know when I started, that it takes time. Like, it takes time. Like, when I decided to get into online marketing, it was because I had a friend who was doing online marketing and was making a lot of money very quickly. And I was like, I can do that. That's very easy to do. And it didn't happen as fast as I thought it was going to, as I was hoping it was going to happen.
Right.
So I wish I'd have just known and had a game plan for 5 years that, listen, this is what I'm going to do for 5 years. I'm going to make this work for 5 years. And it'd have been a little bit easier than expecting to make money your first month or your second month or your third month. It takes time, especially if you're trying to build an e-commerce empire. Like if you're trying to build a brand, that's a long-term play. It's not a, like, I don't really do a ton of drop shipping, anything that we fulfill all of our orders, and it's a branding build. It's a long-term play for us.
Awesome. So yeah, if people want to find out more about you, what's the best way?
Facebook's usually the easiest, just Van Oakes, VanOakes. I'm more active on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, follow me. It's your boy Van. It's your boy Van.
All one word. No punctuation.
Nope,
nothing. Okay.
None. All one word. I'm a little bit more active on there, but either way, contact me. Either way, I'd love any questions you have, anything that way, I'd love to help out.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.